You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wandley. Is the media objective about covering U.S. presidential candidates? It's a question that's been raised in recent weeks by Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, who believes the media is pro-Barack Obama in its coverage. In fact, Saturday Night Live comedy skits mocked the news media for treating Obama more favorably than Clinton. But Eric Busey, a visiting professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Communication Studies, says the media coverage has been fair based on election results.
There's accusations flying around that there might be a little bias, particularly in favor of Barack Obama at this point. But if you look at what the poll results have been and what the actual outcomes of a lot of the recent primaries have been, he's been winning, and he's been winning consecutively. So if the coverage seems positive, there's actually foundation for that. And so I don't see that as unusual. Now, in the last week, since these accusations have started to have been leveled, you start to see more intense coverage, more digging, more enterprise reporting, trying to get into his background, trying to get into some of the dealings he's had with a real estate developer in Chicago and other things that we didn't see before these accusations started flying. So a lot of times when you're talking about media bias, it really starts as an accusation, and friends and press coverage almost follow the amount of heat that a reporter or a news organization is getting from political campaign or kind of a political candidate. And so sometimes it's not so much bias as the accusation of bias that then drives coverage that seems a little reactive or defensive. So I don't think there's been uneven coverage or excessively favorable coverage towards Obama. I think he's just had a string of good luck, and the coverage has reflected that.
Busey said candidates must shift the focus onto reporters and how the election is covered as a way to combat perceived media bias.
Hillary Clinton actually took the offensive and combated it very effectively. So whether she actually saw a bias or not, she felt that she wasn't getting as favorable coverage. Well, her outcome in the latest string of primaries didn't merit entirely favorable coverage because she was having very uneven success. And so after losing a string of primaries, you are going to feel somewhat disfavored. But I think the way to counter it is exactly what she did, which is take the press to task. And essentially, it's the analogy of a coach working the refs during a game. The more you work the refs, the more they're going to think about the next call that, you know, may be a little bit harsh or doesn't go entirely your way. And so there's this pattern, and it's ironic to see it on the Democratic side, because usually this is an accusation leveled by the Republicans of media bias. And of course, it's, you know, the accusation is liberal media bias, but if you look for evidence of that, it's very difficult to find. And so it tends to be more of a political strategy than an actual reality in a lot of news coverage. But this year we're seeing it on the Democratic side. It's a very close race, and any small advantage that a candidate might be able to have or in some way influence the campaign dynamic, then they're going to want to take that opportunity. So I think Hillary did exactly what she needed to do. Luckily for her, it coincided with a Saturday Night Live skit that kind of took the press to task for being too glowing or adoring of Obama. And then she wrote that as evidence of a widespread perception that there was media bias. Of course, this is just a perception, and it just happened to be timed in such a way as to benefit her campaign.
With YouTube and text message news, in addition to the traditional media outlets, voters might feel overwhelmed by election coverage.
Sometimes when cable networks want to go into their marathon political reporting, they'll have a time slot to fill but not know exactly how the news is going to play out. And so when they're updating or trying to come up with new angles on things, sometimes there is over-repetition of the same trivial facts to the point where it's distracting and even uninforming to watch. In some ways, the ubiquity of media that we have today, including the internet, and not just cable but also satellite feeds and kind of networked media or text messaging, you can get the same message 100 times. That doesn't mean you're any more informed, but it certainly means that you're starting to get overloaded. And that degree of overload may actually turn people off to things like politics or turn people off to the news. But if you're a real political junkie, then this kind of thing, particularly the internet, really allows you to dig for that extra fact or that new perspective that you hadn't learned about before. But if you're a traditional viewer or media consumer, a lot of it does get repetitive. The networks want to broadcast as much as possible, kind of keep themselves relevant in an up-to-the-minute basis, which the internet has kind of put pressure on them to do that. On the other hand, the audience is only interested in a certain amount of news and isn't going to listen for 3 hours when there's only 30 minutes of news. And this happens on radio and it happens on cable. And I wonder if it actually does more harm than good.
Eric Busey is a visiting professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Communication Studies.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.